He's still mauling me.
Give me my hand back.
No, I'm glad that he's happy again. He was a lump for a day. He just sat there.
Oh.
Sat there, poor little lump. But he was totally doped up, too. They gave us these oral syringes, and we just injected drugs into his mouth. He just
sucked. Let's see. So you don't think his personality's changed that much so far that you can tell?
No, not at all. I mean, he was getting up into people's laps and just sitting there and stuff, which he never did. He's not really a lap cat. He doesn't go into people's laps. You can pick him up and stuff, but he never would just go and try and steal your lap like other cats do sometimes. But he was doing that quite a bit, but I don't know if that was just because he was kind of doped up or in pain or both or something. But he's not doing that anymore. He seems like he's back to normal. But we'll see. We'll see. Because it's supposed to change things a bit. It's supposed to make him more playful and stuff, which I'm not really sure what that would mean. This cat, because he's already crazy. But, yeah, we'll see. What you doing?
Cool.
What you doing?
Right. So you're going to have cones for the critters and the pet critters?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what people did, because I know, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff, because we're going to be castrating critters sometime because people did that. But I guess they just tied a string around it and just cinched it so tight that everything just died in there or something. So there's no open wound, so you don't really have to worry about the cone. The main thing is he going to break open his incisions? That's why we're worried about scamps. But, and he would. He's the way he's tearing and biting and scratching and chewing. What are you doing?
And how about the medical thing? Is that going to happen the same way as you have the dwarf set up right now?
What, the medical for pets?
Medical for pets, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's right now, I don't know if that's actually resolved. There's that animal care profession where it just kind of magically made everything better.
Right.
And that might still be the case. I don't think they have hospitals and bones getting set and stuff. They could, because there's really no difference in terms of the mechanics for it game-wise, but you'd want to kind of have different skills for it, and it'd be a little weird to have a traction table that works on everybody. putting a little kitty cat in traction and stuff is kind of strange. I'm not sure they actually did anything like that. Like a little traction bench where like it's like 2 feet long and you put the kitty cat in it and straighten out their limbs and so on. I have no idea.
Maybe you could just have a workshop, quote unquote, you know, for pets or whatever.
Yeah, we'll have to see, because I don't remember what I've done, because that was at least 5 months ago, the last time I worked on healthcare.
Or you could assign a table to vet care or something, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, what are you taking a swipe at me for? That's really rude. Why don't you be a good cat? What I'm trying to look for it. Last time I did healthcare was March 21st. So, yeah, but I'll be getting, I was hoping to be done with this wounds in combat stuff, like, a while ago, because I've been working on it for like 10 days. I mean, yesterday was mostly me fixing bugs with taking a magma man over to Human Town, going up to a peasant, grabbing his head with both of my hands and just waiting for him to die. Without doing any other attacks, just because his head catches on fire. But it didn't work because his brain didn't heat up. So he just sat there and all his skin had melted off, and he was just sitting there struggling in vain, trying to rip my hands off of his head. But he didn't die. So that still has to be fixed. And there's just a million little problems like that. But I'm hoping to get through that in the next couple of days, which I can't really promise because I don't know what else is going to go wrong because everything's busted. I mean, I had all kinds of trouble. I was a bronze colossus walking around a town and killing all people, just knocking them all over the place. But then this dude came up behind me and punched me in the leg, and my leg fell off. And it was because I forgot to put the structural flag on the new bronze tissue there. And once I put that in, then I became basically invincible. Although there were bolts, like when they shot a bronze bolt at full speed, they could kind of dent and or actually break through and stick into me a little bit. So I just had these little bolts stuck in me, but they couldn't get severs with them. That's why we were thinking of changing the bronze colossus a bit, maybe to be more like the one in Jason and the Argonauts. I don't know if you've seen that.
I don't recall.
Where it has kind of a molten core. so that when it gets poked and stuff, it could bleed out a little bit or something. Just to make it killable, because right now a big solid metal statue is invincible.
Right.
So it would be, but we're not sure. We're not sure what we're gonna do.
You could make it super slow, I suppose.
Yeah, right. You just have to build a wall around it or something. If you don't have magma to direct at it, then it'd still be really difficult to deal with. But yeah, we're thinking of making all of our Metal Man hollow for now. We're thinking about making the Iron Man hollow with a poisonous yellow gas inside of him or something. So that when you break off his limbs, the gas kind of shoots out and does who knows what to you, because we have all kinds of choices now.
We got
20 choices, so what they can do. We're thinking of all manner of critters underground now.
That's awesome. You should make them go numb so they can't feel anything. So then and terrorized too.
it's unclear what's going to happen with the mental states now, because I was going to make it so that it's not just up down happiness or whatever, but that people actually had some emotional stuff. So then we could start making mental disorders that be caused by venom at first, and then other things and so on, so that people could freak out or get all Novocaine giggly.
My arms are snakes. My arms are snakes.
So we're working toward a bright future, but right now is his brain melting? The crocodile worked. I bit somebody's arm off and stuff. So that's happy. That's all working. Cause that was a big test, because the crocodile bites with like 30 teeth now, and it adds them together and stuff. And so on. So I was happy that that was working. All the armor weights are working. There's not that much that seems to... People propel away too much. there's a balance problem there. People just fly all over the place now. But the thing that's mainly worrying me, the main worrying problem, is that people are very rarely, but occasionally, being struck down for no reason. Like, I stab somebody, it's like, you stab him in his left hip, it's broken, he's been struck down. It's like, what? It's like, why'd he die? So there's something really weird going on there, and I'm just going to have to basically set up a save file where I hack people to pieces with a sword and have it output a ton of debug info about why the guy died or whatever. And
so maybe it pierced his intestines or something? Or
yeah, or something really weird, like the hip has a brain flag on it or something. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Could be anything. Could be anything at all. Because it could also just be that it's not reporting something really crucial, like maybe a major artery is being severed and it's shooting all of his blood out at once or something, like way too much, but it's not reporting major arteries right now or something. It could be anything. There's just I've been surprised by every bug this time. But that's really all I need to do to get combat finished, fix the magma guy, fix the propelling problem, fix the suddenly dead problem, fix a crash from contaminants splattering on your inventory, and add more relationships between body parts, like where your liver is in relation to your stomach and stuff, so that you can stab through more. I mean, it's kind of the opposite problem of the old crossbows, where you could hit like every single organ in a given body part or whatever. Now you hardly hit more than one ever, because the only time you hit more than one is like when it goes from a rib to the heart or from the skull to the brain, when there's a clear relationship. So I just need to add more directional relationships so that you can stab down into somebody's chest and hit their liver and then hit their stomach and then hit their guts or whatever.
Right.
Which would read well. So there shouldn't be any of those problems anymore where it's like you have to shape the arrow like a horseshoe for it to make sense or whatever. Where it like hits like one eye and one ear but not the brain and so on and just weird stuff like that. And then I just need to fix a bunch of combat text. Cause, I mean, there's things like where instead of saying tearing it apart, it says tearing apart it. Because it is a placeholder for a tissue name, but it doesn't give a tissue name when there's only one tissue in a body part. But the grammar is messed up in English, because you'd say tearing apart the skin, but you would say tearing it apart.
Right.
It's very annoying. I hate English now. So, Yeah, but that, yes, I'm working on that, and that'll be done. And then I move on to healthcare. My original plan was to get wounds and combat and healthcare greened out this month, but I don't think that's going to be possible. But I'm going to be able to green out wounds and combat anyway, and then green out healthcare at the beginning of next month. And so it's iffy if I'm going to get it out this year. It's close. It's a close thing. I'm trying to make it.
You got 6 months.
Yeah. Well, I've only got what now? I've only got September, October.
5 months. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, August is almost over too. So it's just 4 months, yeah. And it's almost not enough time because map features are going to need another month. And I don't think people mind, right, just working on the underground and stuff. But the problem is I haven't spoiled too much there, and I don't know how patient people are going to be with that. So I might have to spoil more stuff. And then I have probably another month to work on squads and another month to work on entity positions or whatever. But, then it'll be done, but there's going to be delays, of course. There's going to be problems. And
right.
So it's going to take a little longer than I think. But I'm almost on the year. I mean, I'm almost there, but... Yeah, first I'm gonna have to take that shot because there's already a thread about how we're coming on the 1 year release or whatever, 1 year since the release, and mostly people seem patient in that thread though, which is good.
So it's always nice to have patient fans.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it helps to have the devlog and stuff because it's not like it's just been silence for a year. We've been trying to be really, really active out there, so.